Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
After nearly 20 hours of marathon overnight deliberations, congressional lawmakers early this morning finalized a sweeping overhaul of the finance industry. The measure is meant to enhance consumer protection and tighten regulations and oversight of Wall Street in order to try and prevent a financial meltdown in the future. House Financial Services Chair, Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank, led the conference committee hammering out the bill and joins us now. Congressman Frank, thanks for speaking with us after such a long night for you.
Well, you're welcome. This time I didn't have to get up early to talk to you. I'm just going to go to bed a little later.
Because you've been up all night wrangling over this bill?
Yeah, we started at 9:30 in the morning. By the way, I'm very proud of the procedures here. This was the seventh day of a fully televised House-Senate conference on the legislation with amendments being offered by both parties and being debated. We started today with the final day, or yesterday, at 9:30 in the morning, and we finished up at about 5:45.
What's the most significant thing in this bill from the point of view of regulating the finance industry?
Well, there's no one thing. There are several. First, we stop a practice that I think had a major role in this crisis. It used to be that when you borrowed money, you borrowed it from the person you were going to pay back. And that person was therefore careful about lending it to you. Then they invented a new thing called securitization, whereby you made loans to people and then sold the loans so that if they didn't pay back, you were not the victim of that. And that clearly led to people making loans with much less care. We also particularly had these loans being made to very low-income people over my objection, because I thought for these people in this category, they could have affordable rental housing, not home ownership. We also have in here a repeal of the authority by which the Federal Reserve kept AIG going. The Federal Reserve, under the Bush administration, without any congressional input, announced to us that they were going to use statutory authority they have to pay off the debtors of AIG and keep AIG in business. What we say in this bill is, in the first place, if somebody gets to the point where he or she or the it can't pay its bills, then they're out of business. They're in the bill we just passed this morning in the conference committee regarding financial institutions. And then also I would point to an independent consumer agency. For all of our history, consumer protection about credit cards or overdraft fees or payday lenders or any consumer abuse in the lending area, hidden fees and interest rates that spiral out of control without you having a chance to know about it, retroactive raises in interest rates. They were regulated, those issues, by the bank regulators, whose primary reason was to the banks. We have created a fully independent consumer agency that will be in continuous existence to protect consumers. And just one example, we passed a good bill to protect people from credit card abuses, but they immediately came up with new abuses. We'll now have a system for dealing with that, because there'll be a consumer agency that will be able to make rules. And if they try to get around the rules, the credit card issuers, they'll nail them.
Congressman Frank, in the big picture, will these reforms make it less likely that the finance industry will engage in practices that could cause big failures and drag down the whole economy, the whole situation that we've been through recently, last couple of years?
Without question. Nobody can say impossible. We'll not only make it less likely, in many cases, we'll make it illegal. It will be illegal to make the kind of loans that were made. As to people getting indebted, we will have regulated for every one of these institutions, and the regulators will be charged with saying to an AIG, for example, if it were to try to get back in that business, no, you owe too much money, you can't lend it any more money, we are going to shut you down. That's a very important thing. The whole question of derivatives, which were these convoluted financial instruments, to some extent, they weren't reality, they were based like two removes from reality. They were kind of the financial equipment of fantasy football. Except people were betting huge amounts on them. We now say that those are going to be very tightly regulated. AIG, when the Federal Reserve gave money to AIG without congressional input at all, AIG didn't know how much they owed. Under this system now, a regulator will be watching what an AIG does, and they will also not be able to sell derivatives. There's a form of derivative known as credit default swaps, which is a fancy name for insurance that an investment you bought won't lose value. But they were able to issue those insurance policies without any backup. You can't sell a life insurance policy or an auto insurance policy or a homeowner's policy without showing that you can pay them off. But because of the lack of regulation over the years, perpetuated by this very conservative don't ever regulate philosophy, people began to sell these credit default swaps in form of insurance with nothing to back them up. And so when they got into trouble, they created a whole cascade of debts, and the result was the Federal Reserve thought they had to step in publicly. We changed virtually every aspect of that situation.
A lot of Wall Street firms fear that they could lose profits under these regulations. Could these regulations do more harm than good when it comes to Wall Street's bottom line?
When it comes to Wall Street's bottom line, yes. If we do not see some reduction in profits in some of the largest financial institutions as a result of this bill, I've wasted a year.
Congressman, quick answer to the last question, if you don't mind. As I understand it, the conference committee votes on this package were pretty much along party lines. Is this going to be a tough sell on Capitol Hill in the House and the Senate? Is there going to be a lot of Republican opposition?
The answer is yes, there'll be Republican opposition. But in the House, every Republican voted against it. I think that shows they're being wedded to this disastrous philosophy. But we will have enough votes to pass it.
Congressman Barney Frank, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.
You're
after
welcome.
A sleepless night working on the finance industry bill.
You're welcome.